Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, of course. I'm Zerglin from Calgary. I'm a DJ producer. And I make dank ass beats.
There you go. And what you also make, because I look at it on a daily basis, is some pretty cool merch. Because that toque that you're wearing, this dude literally wears that 90% of the time.
Oh, really?
Sometimes okay. He promotes this brand, sometimes he's like repping other stuff. But yeah. Like if he's wearing a toque and like it gets cold where we live, that is the toque he's wearing.
Oh, so I'd be honored to hear that, man.
He reps that toque hard. He didn't put that on today for you. That just happened to
that
me.
That was just it? Okay. So that's awesome to hear.
So tell us or tell me a little bit about like how you got into music.
How I got into music.
Yeah.
If I date back far enough, I would say that probably smoking a lot of weed in high school.
Okay.
And that being said, I used to listen to a lot of punk music.
Right.
And I feel like the only way my brain could take that in if I was because I was high, because it's so fast paced.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my friends would just kind of go to these crazy shows, just in houses and underground places. And there's actually this one show that we went to. Is these bands. There's my favorites back in the day was Cali. I think they're from Vancouver. I can't remember. And Iskra. And they had this insane show in downtown Calgary. There was two houses on 17th Ave. It's kind of like the core, the downtown. And they were demolishing them. So I had friends that lived in those houses.
Okay.
So during the show, as Cali is throwing down, and it's so crazy. There's just people getting thrown. It's just like mosh pits during the show. There's two houses together, and they had probably like a bridged gap, 3 feet or so.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it started, but people were trying to break down the walls because they're getting demolished, right?
Yeah,
they're breaking down the walls so they could bridge it to the other house.
Right.
Yeah. It was so crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was like kind of, I feel like that was like a kickstart for me where I loved just, I don't know, I loved the energy and everything I was brought with music.
Mm.
And then the music aside, I just loved as well.
That's so cool.
But that's, yeah, if we're going to like electronic music and like dubstep and stuff like that I'm making currently, I'd say that past that point, I remember going to my first rave, and it was my friends, and let's just keep in mind, I was still like this punk kid, skinny jeans, band t-shirts, and my friend, Taylor, he said, hey, do you want to come to this, like, rave? And it was so out of character for me, because I never really, I didn't listen to that music, I didn't really care for it, but he kind of invited me, and I said, hey, why not, let's try it.
Yeah.
So we went, and I remember going to H&M. We bought like matching shirts, like colored shirts, because like I didn't own anything that was colored or presentable, because it was like ripped and rips and patches everywhere. So we geared up. I got a haircut, and that was crazy because my hair was like long, but it was so weird because on the top is straight,
yeah,
but on the sides it was curly.
Mm.
If you can even imagine, it's just like my hair right now.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. So, got a haircut, went to see Tiesto. It was actually
okay
so long ago, and it was a big event. And I remember my friends. They gave me Molly for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I was scared. I was like, I don't even know what this is. Like, is everyone doing it? You know,
yeah.
Like, is everyone going to do it together? It's like, yeah,
yeah,
let's all do it. So I take it. And I was like, okay. Feel my palms start getting sweaty. And like, oh, this is a feeling right now. I'm not even sure what this is. And then it's like, boom, Tiesto comes on. And yeah. I don't know, it was like something clicked in my brain. I'm like, wow, this is so insane. Everyone is just having the craziest time. Mm-hmm. And it's like euphoria.
Yeah.
And besides the drugs, it's just like the music itself that was just like connecting so many people in a different way than, you know, mosh pits and all that stuff. It was just totally different connection. Mm-hmm. And I just remember like looking at him and thinking like, wow, like that looks sick as fuck.
Mm.
I kind of want to try that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after that, I just got into DJing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I used to DJ at all my friends' house parties after this now.
Mm-hmm.
I went home, downloaded all this music, figured out how to start.
Yeah.
And I got an iPad and I was using this app called Virtual DJ.
Okay.
Which is hilarious because like I was DJing a house party. There's a lot of people and it's just like on an iPad.
Yeah.
If you can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, no gear, nothing. It's just like I'm just using my fingers, touch screen.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah. It was super cool. And from that point, I kind of just kept upgrading. Just upgrading, you know, a little controller that I bought that I still actually have. It's just more like memorabilia now that I've kind of upgraded further.
Right.
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 Yeah. And I remember bringing that now to house parties and just experiencing a whole different side of it's just different than an iPad, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after that, I would say like my music kind of developed and changed. So I started producing house 10 years ago or so. And I feel like I just couldn't get a rhythm with it. I couldn't get the vibe. And I was kind of forcing myself because this is what I was kind of looking at other people because this is what they were doing.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, I want to do that. I want to be that person. But it wasn't who I was. So I kind of went on this journey to Shambhala Music Festival. And it's like such an adventure. And after that festival, it's like so much clicked in my brain.
Mm.
With my music taste, even. It's like, wow, there's so much more than just house music.
Right.
There's all this crazy, weird energy, weird, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But like sounds and just trippy. And
yeah.
People are moving all around like this instead of, you know, 4x4 beats. So after that experience, I went home and I really like wrote a list down of like what I wanted or what I learned from that experience. What did I see myself growing into as an artist and what I truly enjoyed. And it was just like everything I am right now, which is like just a lot of bass music, drum and bass. I didn't even know drum and bass existed.
Mm.
Until Shambhala, basically. I did, but I didn't because I didn't really look into it more.
You didn't hear it that way.
Yeah, exactly. And it just like key to the door and started making that stuff. And over the time of, I think my first Shambhala was probably like 6 years ago, probably longer, something like that. And I just kind of developed this sound. I feel like it's pretty distinct for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like it just resonates through myself so much better than I was making like house music and stuff.
Yeah. Very
yeah,
cool,
so that's
man.
Kind of like a journey that I went on, and here I am today.
There you go. But like, what's crazy about your journey, when we were driving here, like you, it's wild that you're performing here in Fort McMurray, top of the world, because you're not on tour, but you're going on tour, basically. You're like, list off some of the places that you're going to after this.
Yeah, so last weekend was Saskatoon. That was super fun. Met and connected with so many beautiful people. I love that crew, as I am starting to love this crew.
There you go.
Here I am. Yeah. And I'm very excited for tonight's show. Yeah. Just even the artists, other artists on the lineup, I've met them last year at other festivals, so I'm excited to even see them too.
Yeah.
But after this, I actually go on an adventure to Thailand, and I'm going for a month, February 7th to March 1st. And the first weekend I get in there, I'm actually playing in Bangkok. So I'm so excited for that.
No doubt.
Just, it's like a completely different side of the world. I have no idea what's going to be happening. It's just like, I don't know. I'm so ready for that experience. And then after that, midway through the month, I'm playing in Phuket. Come back, Edmonton. And then in the new year here, we're working on a show at Area 15 in Las Vegas. So I'm super amped about that. The same with LA, Denver, a few other places. But yeah, summer's going to be crazy too with all these festivals and everything.
So when you got into music, it's one of those things, like when I focus on a passion, there's a bunch of other things that happen because of it, which are all sometimes good, sometimes bad, but like it has a ripple effect, right? So when you started focusing on music, was the traveling component a part of it, or were you? Is that just a happy circumstance that you found yourself like, wow, I gotta go to some pretty dope places because of this music that I make?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did that all? How do you see that?
Yeah, I would say that it was always a thought of travel, because even during those times where I wasn't sure of myself and my music, I was still traveling around. I went to Europe. I went to Amsterdam. I went to all over Croatia, which is so beautiful. Amsterdam is fun for its own separate things. And yeah, I went to Rome, Italy. Didn't really hit that one as much, just because like I was young and I was ready to party, but I couldn't figure out the party scene there. It was kind of like, I don't know, more monumental. There's a lot to look at, you
That's
know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Which is still really beautiful in a sense, but in that mindset I wasn't ready for that.
Right.
But yeah, so travel has always been like a passion of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Europe probably around like 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess with music, the travel is just, yeah, it's been in the back of my mind too, because I
awesome.
Love that, and I want to travel. I want to travel and I want to play places at the same time. But even if I wasn't doing anything with music travel-wise, I would be traveling.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool that you're able to combine those two things, and they're symbiotic.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I used to do, and sometimes I still do coaching for like younger children, right? For high school students or university students. And everybody wants to travel, and I tell them there's lots of ways you can travel and get paid for it. May it be making music. You can like be a recruiter like I used to be. You can work on a cruise ship. You can like do all these things. Travel, people just think they can travel anywhere, but like you traveled to Fort McMurray today.
Yeah.
So like you can think of different like careers that help you with your travel, but not a lot of people get to combine two passions like you've been able to do.
Yeah.
It's a pretty like,
I'm very grateful.
Yeah, man. That's
very grateful.
Dope.
Yeah, yeah. Super happy with the experiences like I've just had. And it's honestly just starting. Last year was my first travel experience to go somewhere. And I actually was supposed to play this festival, Altitude, last year in Vancouver.
Mm.
But there was fires. It got canceled for very good reasons, you know? Like, I guess all the firefighters were staying on the festival grounds just to kind of back and forth, so it's easier. So it makes
big
sense.
Big shout out to them. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And but the people that were throwing the festival still said, like, you should just come out anyways, and we'll book you to play a show here. So I ended up playing in Vancouver at this underground club that was just so cool. It's like a art, almost just a straight hall, and then there's like an art studio slash club. I'm not really sure what it was, but it was very underground. And the event started basically when everything closed. So it was like 2 o'clock till, well, it went till, hey, there was no one there.
That's right. That's yeah. so cool.
Yeah, and I remember being there. It was such a fun show. And I remember going on, I think it was 3 o'clock. Yeah, it was like 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. And I was thinking in my head, like, oh, no one's going to be here. Like, it just seems kind of strange, you know?
Yeah.
That place was packed.
Yeah.
I was sweating. There's no airflow whatsoever.
Yeah.
So there was this giant fan on the ceiling. I swear to God, it was just circling around the moisture. And
moist.
Yeah, so moist. That's so hilarious. As I'm playing, I have this really bright pink shirt. And by the end of it, it was dark. Because I am not joking, I sweated through the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I was completely drenched. And as I'm coming off the stage, people are like, oh my God, that was so crazy. And coming up to me, and I was like, no, wait. I'm so... with sweat.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't want this. He's like, they're like, I want it. I don't care. Come in here.
They're just as wet as you.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of get him for a hug. And I'm like, they regret this for sure.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, Tanner tapped his phone. So that means he's got his questions ready for his segment called the Mac City Minute. But before we get there, we're going to throw to an ad. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Big shout out to Carrie Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Question number one, what is one song from your childhood that you would want to remix today?
Oh, like immediately, I'd have to say, it's so hard to pick between Metallica songs because all of them are so good. You know what? I'd have to say Hell's Bells AC/DC. I feel like that's a good one.
Question number two. What has been your favorite food you've tried while on the road playing a show?
Favorite food. I can't name the favorite food, but I did try these sour candies actually today that were pretty good.
Question number three. If you could collab with any artist, what artist would you pick?
Easy. Zed's dead. I'm rapping them right now. So, I mean, that would be them for sure.
Question number four. What is one of your favorite moments you have while being on stage?
I absolutely love. And it's not just one moment, because there's been so many that have just been the exact same moment, but just different spaces. I would have to say when I play one of my songs that is just unreleased and I hear everyone scream, that feeling right there, that is so iconic.
And your final question, what is one thing you do to make yourself smile on a tough day?
Say three things I'm grateful for. And I'd say like that's pretty good.
Those have been your five questions.
Yeah.
And the conversation begins. So
you got 2 minutes.
Oh shit. Okay, we're gonna obviously you're here for a little while. They only get 20 minutes. Then that's how we cap out the show. But I do a gratitude video, with long story short, every day when me and my son drive to school together, I say, "Yo, Keegan, what are the three things you're grateful for?" And then he says, "Dad, I'm grateful for boom, boom, boom," and I say the same thing to him. And that's how we start our day. Every day, all the time.
That's same here. We share that exact
same
thing.
That's dope. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah,
it's the best way. And we'll talk about it. They've heard the story tons of times before. We'll talk about it afterwards. It is a monumental way to view your life, even in times that you're struggling. Because no matter how bad you got it, there's something to be grateful for.
Yeah, without a question.
You're breathing air.
That's grateful.
You got to be grateful for that. I don't care if you broke your foot. You still it's a good day.
Yeah.
So that's cool that you do that. So where did that come from? How did you start that?
I'd have to really think back. I think it was actually, so my ex-fiance, we can get into that later, but she got me into meditation and yoga, and there was this one podcast that I would listen to and just kind of sit there and meditate with, and that was Rhea Earth. And she would just, she just kind of mentioned, say three things in the morning that you just are grateful for.
Nice.
And every morning, without a doubt, whether it's rain, snow, minus 30, anything, I every single morning will make a tea. I will walk outside on my deck, no matter what the weather is, and I will say those three things I'm grateful for. But I'll also, at the end, say something about myself. What should I should do to, like, improve? What can I do today to improve, you know? Yeah.
Interesting.
To be more present in the moment, or it just varies from day to day.
So you do that at the end of the day?
Just right after I say those three things I'm grateful for.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. What kind of tea?
Depends. I like Earl Grey. I like uncaffeinated stuff because I don't really like the caffeine in the morning.
That's right.
It just, my body needs to do things more natural, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just for me, not for everyone.
I've never tried coffee.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Cause like I can't do caffeine, but this, lady, big shout out to Kate Suve at Life Force. They have this like crystal herbal, really cool store here in Fort Mac. Like one day I was a little bit manic. She like was like, "Yeah, you're a little bit," and I was like, "Yeah, I'm excited to be here." Like, and she's like, "No, you need to balance that out." So she got me to drink some matcha tea, and it's like a whole like. So she gifted me the set. So like, I have the bowl, I have the thing, like, and like in the morning or in the evening, dependent like where I am, same kind of thing. Like you have to like be present while you're making it. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And she was explaining the caffeine in matcha. It's kind of like when you're driving and you like hit a skid. Sometimes you got to steer into the skid, because if I drink like tea that has caffeine, I'm no good to anybody.
Yeah.
So anyways, I tried out this matcha stuff, man. It like,
I love matcha.
It was good, man.
Very good.
So that's a tea that like I can like start in the beginning of a day. But other from that, I've never tried coffee.
Okay, fair
enough.
I don't
even know what it tastes like.
It tastes like it smells.
Yeah, delicious, but that kind of caffeine would, I just would be like,
it would be a problem.
It would be
I'd be bouncing off the wall. All right, Tanner just hit his watch, unfortunately, though. So that means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, well, I got to say a shout-out to my homies here, my new homies, and my old one. You guys are amazing. I'm so happy to have come out here and done this podcast with you.
That's awesome. Cool, man. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We appreciate all you guys' ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.